back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman coming to you from our studios at the Capital Region International Airport, running down to the Detroit area, Southfield, actually, and Scott Hippica, the CEO of the Michigan-Israel Business Accelerator. And Scott, it's kind of interesting because we go back as far as when you were the Michigan-Israel Business Bridge. That happened a number of years back, but let's give our viewership a little reminder of what you do.
Sure. So first, Chris, great to reconnect with you. I think this is the third time we've actually connected, if I'm not mistaken. And so always really great to spend some time with you and your listening audience. So the Michigan-Israel Business Accelerator started in 2017. Its predecessor organization was the Michigan-Israel Business Bridge. And so as a part of the bridge, we were transformed into what we are today, which is the state of Michigan's lead for all international trade and economic development on behalf of the state with Israel. So we are the state's international trade leader with Israel to really drive job creation and economic prosperity on behalf of the state.
You know, it's kind of interesting because one of the things that struck me a number of years back were the number of Israelis who had great ideas and had products and services that were developed, that were ready for market, and were coming here to do that, which was really cool because they were coming here and starting businesses. Is that sort of thing still happening?
Chris, it's actually happening more and more every year. We've had some phenomenal entries into the Michigan market. I've been with the organization now almost 5 years. And the unique thing about economic development is it takes a little time to kind of reap what you sow, if I can use a farming analogy here. When we think about initially connecting with an Israeli opportunity and then finding the right partner here in Michigan to perhaps really help them scale. Israel is what's known as the startup nation, and they're really good at creating and inventing, but the country's really small. It actually fits inside of the lower peninsula of our state. And so when you think about its population is just under 10 million people, whereas Michigan's just over 10 million people. Then you think about our economic strengths in Israel. And then for those folks that don't know, you know, Israel's economic strengths almost mirror Michigan. So it's really a natural fit when we think about sort of the growth that we've seen in the last 5 years since I've been a part of the team here at the MIBA. That's our nickname, MIBA. And so our success is, you know, like in 23, as an example, we yielded just a little over $7 million worth of economic growth on behalf of the state. Now, in some circles, that may seem pretty small, but when you look at what our small size is, but yet the impact that we're creating and our annual revenue against impact, it's really 7x. It's more than that, right? So our economic impact in the state, and it's only continuing to grow. If you almost think of like a hockey stick trajectory, that's really what it's kind of really become. And so every year, our impact continues to double, if not triple.
You know, I'm glad you did that analogy because that was the other thing I was going to point out. Yeah, that may not seem like a big number, but the potential of that number is big. And just having what basically are homegrown ideas coming here to be homegrown businesses really has a real effect. You had in 23 a pretty transformative year. Run through that for us. What took place?
Yeah, so $7 million worth of economic growth. But at the end of the day, you know, Chris, so much of this is about people and human interaction and connecting Israeli innovation to Michigan partners and the acceptance of that partnership to really grow and impact Michigan's economy. That's what we're focused on, is really laser focused on growing partnerships for Michigan. So, you know, outside of the 86 individuals that we really indoctrinated in the last year with Israeli innovation, we took 37 business leaders to Israel in 2023. You know, we connected with over 1,200 Israeli companies and brought them into Michigan's economy to try to navigate potential opportunities. And when you look at all of that, the outcome is right now $7 million worth of growth. And we're really excited about what the future looks like in 2024, because again, it takes a while to nurture these connections to really form that collaboration that creates jobs. And that's ultimately what we're shooting for, is job creation. We launched a facility in Detroit. We call it the Elevator, and it's a landing zone for Israeli companies to come work and really live, you know, for free. When I cut from a business perspective, they can work here for free for like 6 months to a year to attract them. It's the only one like this in the country. dedicated to Israeli innovation, and then we connect them with different Michigan partners from around the state. I'm sitting in what we call the elevator, and this is where we're proud to speak to you today.
Listen, a couple of weeks ago, and we've got about 1 minute left, you hosted an event with experts from Richmond University and Iron Nation. Tell us about that real quickly.
Yeah, so a really great opportunity to really describe Israel's resilience, right? And this is about all Israelis, Arab Israelis, Jewish Israelis, and it's about what's happening in the country in spite of what happened with Hamas on October 7th. And so what we were trying to showcase effectively was partnership opportunities to educate and empower and inform people about growth for Michigan companies and what that might look like to them.
Sounded like it was very successful. Scott Tipica, CEO of the Michigan Israel Business Accelerator. And we're going to be back with you, bud, because you've got a lot in the future. And I need to connect you with some people here in mid-Michigan.
Perfect, Chris. Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman.